Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A
whole
king, a
constant
God. You are the
living
awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer.
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Drop and roll.
We're taking the scriptures that's coming out of the Praise God, the book of James, or I'm sorry, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 1. And then we're going to journey over to Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 1 as well. The word that's coming forth out of the Bible today is coming forth from Matthew, chapter 1, where the word of God says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged." Verse 2 says, "For with what judgment ye judgeth, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again." Verse 3 says, "And why should beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the burn that is in thine own eye?" In the name of Jesus. And then we journey over, praise God, to Proverbs chapter 3, where the word of God says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, O God, we come once again humbling ourselves before thee, Father God, acknowledging you as being the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and the Master of this universe. Father God, we truly give you all praise, all honor, and all glory, for we thank you, Father God, for blessing us with a reasonable portion of health and clothing us in our right state of mind. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, I will decrease on this day, at this moment, at this time, so that you will increase, that I'd bring a message to these thy people in the mighty name of Jesus. God, speak to me. Speak through me in Jesus' mighty name. And we'd be so careful to give you praise, all honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Once again, you're listening to Pastor David A. Shaw, Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. Praise God. We want to say hello to all of our Blog Talk friends, all of our Skype friends, all of our Twitter friends, all of our Facebook friends, and of course, those that's listening to the archives. We want to say hello, first and foremost, as well, to Lady Diane, in the name of Jesus, and friends. And we thank God for rendering us this opportunity once again to bring a word in the name of Jesus, to these thy people. For God is an awesome God. Awesome God. He will not suffer us long. And we have to recognize, praise God, that through it all, God has his hand upon us. Together, according to the word of God, for the good to those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You see, we have situations that do transpire in our life. We do have times where we must experience a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But yet, through it all, God is still on the throne. I thank God for today. I thank God for the experiences and the circumstances and the things that I go through and encounter. Because if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would I be? You see, many of us in life must go through a little something, you see. God has allowed me in the name of Jesus to experience things in my life. Many of you in the name of Jesus have experienced certain things in your life, and you wonder, how did you make it through that? You wonder, how did you make it through that? And then there's those that are out there, praise God, that often want to point the finger and pass judgment upon him and her and him and her. But yet the Bible says, judge not, and yet ye also shall be judged by the same measure, praise God, that you judge another. You see, when we're pointing the finger at somebody for what it is that they're doing, praise God, we must look at the three fingers that are pointing right back at us. We're pointing the finger like a symbol of a gun. But at the same time, when we're pointing that finger with the finger pointing, placing the blame on somebody, we got those three fingers, praise God, pointing back at us. But yet and still, the answer, and I do mean the answer, to the situation is right there before us, and we don't even see it. It's the smallest of all fingers, and that's in the thumb. If we're pointing our finger at someone, we got three pointing back, and you got the thumb pointing right there. And as you look at that, it's pointing straight up, y'all. Straight up to the answer to everything that we have to encounter. Whatever it is, there's your answer. As we say, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 says, forget not my law. You see, we know what it is that we ought to do. But just as those things that we ought to do, we're also judged of those things that we are to do that we're not doing. You see, we don't always look at the fact, praise God, that it's the sin that we're committing. Do you know in the name of Jesus that we're held accountable in the name of Jesus for the things that we're called to do and we're not doing? God has called us into a mighty work. Where much is given, much is also required. And we have to learn to humble ourselves in the name of Jesus in spite of the situation. See, we're not saved. No. We're not saved for ourselves. We're saved because there's somebody out there that needs to hear a word from you. You see, everybody can't talk about it. Everybody ain't lived about it. So the story that you have to tell is something that's rooted deep down on the inside of you that allow you to let go and to let God. Forget not my law, he says. He says, but for us to let them be kept in our heart. Keep in your heart. See, whatever is in the heart is what will be spoken out of your mouth. The Bible says whatever comes out of your mouth is a reflection of what is in your heart. So what's in your heart today? Keeping back on point, we recognize, judge not, yet ye also shall be judged. You know, we've heard the saying in the word, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We also have to recognize that we need not judge others for anything. For who am I? Who am I to judge somebody else for what it is that they're doing? But to thyself, in the name of Jesus, I must be true. You know, every now and then, praise God, we got to go through a little something. We've heard, praise God, throughout our life that iron sharpens iron. And we truly, in the name of Jesus, give our honor to God, who is the head of our life. And he is the one who is able to correct us in the midst of our situation. I thank God for that. I thank God that he did not leave me nor forsake me. You see, it's not God who turns from us. It's us who turn from God. You see, when we go out there and pick up that one thing, and when we go out there and do that one thing, or when we go out there and be with that one thing, we got to recognize, is this of God? We got to turn and look at the man in the mirror. Judge not, yet ye also shall be judged. By the same measure that we judge another. God is an awesome God. He's an on-time God. He will not suffer us long. But we must realize, in the name of Jesus, there are those who are in an office. It is in that office that they're hired or put place in that office a position to judge, like magistrates, you know, like judges in a courtroom or wherever that might be. Or there's even ministers in the name of Jesus who have been called to judge. But this is directed to his disciples. You see, he shall hereafter sit on the throne judging, but they don't know. They don't judge now. You see, we must not judge the hearts of others, nor the intentions of others. For it is God's prerogative to try the heart. It's God's prerogative, not man's. And we must not step into his throne. But we must not be judged. You know, this imitates that if we judge others, we may expect for ourselves to be judged. You see, we have to recognize the things that we do. We must do unto others as we would have them do unto us. There is a situation and a time in life when we must just let go and let God. We must act out of love and trust the one you're with. God is an awesome God, and he's an on-time God. He will not suffer us long, and we must learn in the name of Jesus to just let go. Turn it into his unchanging hand. Yo, it's okay. It's okay. We're going to go through a little something every now and then. But you know something? Every time we go through something, it's only a test. And it's through that test, in the name of Jesus, that we must conquer and overcome. Because, see, when we look at battles, when we look at fights, and we look at things that we have to come up against, turn to the heels. Come on, somebody. Turn to the heels, which cometh your help. For your help, in the name of Jesus, cometh from the Lord. You see, sometimes we must go through a little something sort of take us to another level. It's very imperative to understand that where much is given, much in the name of Jesus is required. Where much is given, much in the name of Jesus is required. You got to understand this. God, in the name of Jesus, is on the throne. And once again, I want to share that you are listening to Pastor David A. Shaw of Monument of Hope and Deliverance. If you desire to call in, I believe the number to call in is 346-236-4934. If you care to comment on anything with the show, you can join in with us. I'm trying to believe the number to call in. Praise God. But
praise the Lord, Pastor Shaw.
Hey, praise God. How you doing?
Glad to have you there. I wanted to give a correction on that number. It's 646-
Okay.
649-0949.
There it is. 0949. I got many numbers going on in my mind right now, but praise God.
646-649-0949. Thank you.
Thank you very much so for coming in. Praise God. That was our producer right on time. Just let me know what the number is at 646-649-0949. Praise God. If you desire to call in, please call in and give comment and some feedback to what it is that we're sharing on today. We're talking about today, stop, drop, and roll. Well, what is that meaning on the message today? Is that we must learn to recognize when we come up against an obstacle or situation in our life, we have to learn to stop. Stop right before you go into that temptation of doing what it is that you're desiring to do, regardless of what it is. Stop. Stop. Think about what it is that you're about to encounter. Think about the things you may lose or gain. Think about those things in the name of Jesus that might occur in your life. Because when you stop, count to 10, recognize what it is that you're encountering or about to encounter, then you'll be able to see more clearly. Stop. You know, when there's a fire, they say when you get on fire in the name of Jesus, you have, you know, to put the fire out of you, you know, off of you, you have to stop, drop, and roll. You have to roll, you have to drop, you have to fall down, you have to roll to kind of to smother out the fire that's on you. But when you're about to step into the fire, let's talk about stopping. Stopping before you move forward into that sin. Stopping before you move forward into committing something that you should not commit, that's going to take away that joy, that's going to take away that happiness, that's going to take away that peace that's inside of you that comes by way of the Spirit of God. See, we've got to learn to protect the Spirit of God that is within us. You see, like I said before, we are not saved for ourselves. We are saved because God is calling us into a mighty work. And there's somebody or some people that God wants you to address. There's somebody or some people that God wants you to speak to bring the word to. You see, there's those that are out there in the street that are on drugs. There are those that are out in the street that are on and drinking alcohol and living a riotous life that you might know a little something about. But God delivered you from that lifestyle. God delivered you from that lifestyle. Did he deliver you from that lifestyle to keep all that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding standing to yourself and for yourself? I think not. And then, two, we must recognize that those that are seeing us on the outside and around us, judge not. Judge not those people that have experienced those lifestyles of drugs and alcohol and riotous living. Because, see, how can they talk about it if they ain't never lived about it? Come on, somebody. But there's somebody out there that needs to hear your story. So before you go into, once again, committing that lifestyle of sin again and committing your sin again, you got to stop. Think about the Word of God. That's where you're dropping. When you're dropping, you're thinking about the Word of God. That's an action. You're thinking about the Word of God. When you're dropping, you begin to apply the Word of God in your life. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Trusting the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. You see, we got to begin to speak that word. When you're rolling, when you're stopping, you're dropping, then you're rolling, you begin to apply that word. You begin to speak that word upon that situation. Because the Bible says that this power of life and death in the tongue, power of life and death in the tongue. You see, we have the Comforter in our life once we've accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. You see, don't count it strange when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all joy. According to the Word of God, recognize that, listen, none of us are perfect of ourselves. Not you, not you, not you, not you, not you. You're not perfect, not myself. We're not perfect. But the Bible says that greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He in me than he that is in the world. The Word of God says that many are called, but few are chosen. Are you chosen today? Are you chosen today to stand up and be accountable? There's a song that's out there considered that in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. This army is greater than any G-man. This greater is any. This army is greater than any Bloods. This army is greater than any Crip. This army is greater than any gang in the worldly sense that's out there. This army is what's happening. This army can rise above anything that's out there of this world. Because Jesus Christ overcame the world. So we must learn to trust, not judge, trust the Lord. You are listening to Pastor David A. Shaw, your host of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. Diane Grimmel Ministry and friends, Diane, Lady Diane, we thank you for allowing us to come forth on the radio waves on today. We want to say hello to all of our Blog Talk fans, all of our Skype fans, all of our Twitter fans, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank God for you on today. Shortly, we're going to pause for a short break, and we want you to keep in tune that God is on the throne, and He will not suffer long. Whatever it is that you do, trust in the Lord, in the one you're with. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, we want to truly give God all the praise, honor, and the glory, for he truly is the head of my life in Jesus' name. I want to thank God for being saved and sanctified and filled with the baptism of God's precious Holy Ghost. What a mighty God we serve. You are listening to Pastor David A. Shaw of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. Diane, Lady Diane, we thank God for you. We thank God for all the radio listeners out there, for blog,
Amen.
Facebook, in the name of Jesus. And I do believe that she is on the line right now. Praise God.
Praise God.
How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. So happy to hear you out there in Radio Land.
Yes. Praise God. Thank you for coming on. I thank God for not giving up hope. For hope changes everything.
And I mean hope changes everything. Praise God.
In the name of Jesus.
You sound great out there. We're so happy to have you back. We miss you. Amen. But we know, God, that you're still on the throne in your life. Amen, and you got the victory in Jesus' name. Amen, praise God. Well, I just wanted to give a shout-out out there to Radio Land. Also, been listening. I know you've been missing Pastor David Shaw, and we're happy to have him back. I know he's going to be for continue going on. He's back on his post. Amen, praise God. And I do want you to know we have another listener, someone that really believes in you. Your mic is open.
God bless you, Pastor Shaw. This is
hey.
Who are you?
Hey, praise God. How are you?
Just blessed of the Lord, highly favored, and glad that you're standing your ground. And I was listening to your teaching about the belly of the whale. Well, just consider it as a safe place. It's a holding place. And I tell you, when the releasing of the Lord comes, oh, it will be a victorious walk. You be encouraged. You keep doing as the Lord would allow you to do. And we thank God when all hope is against hope, God always stands. You be encouraged, okay?
Amen. Thank you, Mother Apostle. Really appreciate it. God bless you.
You're doing
Amen.
A great.
Amen. Amen. That was Senior Apostle. I really thank Mother Apostle for all of what she said on today. Praise God. That is really encouraging because she's been there along with Lady Diane at the time in which, you know, you needed help, they're there. And we thank God. God always releases angels in your atmosphere at the right time in our life. And we thank God for that in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for them in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, this teaching that we're talking about is coming out of the book, praise God, of Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, where he speaks on, judge not, and yet ye also shall be judged by the same measure that we judge another. And then we journey over to Proverbs chapter 3, and we speak on, praise God, we were speaking on a book of wisdom, the book of wisdom. And the word of God is speaking on, praise God, forgetting not the law in the name of Jesus. And the point is that when we recognize our purpose and our calling in life, we have to be about God's business. Praise God. We have to be about God's business. And oftentimes, we maybe sat down if we're not being about God's business. God will sit us down and he'll correct us in the midst of the situation before it gets too far-fetched or out there in the name of Jesus. And when I trust God with all of our heart, according to Proverbs, and leaning not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge him, then and only then will he direct our path. Amen. And the thing is, we need to recognize that it's not about our will any longer. Once we learn to let go and let God praise, oh, hallelujah, then we have to recognize that it's not anymore about me. It's not anymore about my way. It's not the way that I talk. It's not the way that I walk. But it's the way that God has led me, guided me, and directed me to do his will. You see, if he's called us before the foundation of the world, then he's also chosen us in the name of Jesus. And we have to recognize that no matter what, no matter what, if he's called us to a mighty work, you're going to be about my Father's business. Oh, yeah, he might sit you down for a minute. He might give you a little spiritual butt-whooping for a minute. But yet and still, once you get up, you dust yourself off, and then you press on. You see, the Bible says that this race, I said this race, is not won by the quicker or faster runner, but by the one that endureth till the end. The title of this message is Stop, Drop, and Roll. Stop, Drop, and Roll. How does that correlate into judge ye not, yet ye also shall be judged? It's because when we come up against an offense, when we come up against a circumstance or a situation, it's then that we must recognize what's going on before us. Once we recognize what's going on before us, we stop. When we stop, we see what's going on in front of us, that something don't match up. When we drop, we start to think about the word of God that's pertaining to the situation that we're in. And when we start to roll, we're rolling when we begin to apply the word of God in our life. Take, for instance, before you go out there in that world, you pick up that prostitute or you pick up that drug. You stop and you recognize in the name of Jesus that what it is that you're doing is not right. For the Bible says no good thing comes from the enemy. No good thing comes from the enemy. And the word of God says that we have to learn to be able to overcome what it is that we're doing. And I recognize in the name of Jesus that we have to roll and do what it is that we must do to continue to stand in the midst of a circumstance, stand in the midst of a storm. You see, when we begin to apply the word of God in our life, we can overcome so many things. When we begin to speak the word of God over our life, we can overcome so many adversity, because the devil is a lie and the truth is not in him. But we also know that the enemy roams around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. So once we be about our Father's business, then we can continue to press on and move forward. You are listening to Pastor David A. Shaw of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope changes everything. Diane Grimble, Ministry and Friends, praise God. I want to say hello to all of our Skype, Twitter, Blog Talk, and all those listening by way of Facebook in the name of Jesus. If you desire to call in the comment, the number is 646-649-0949. That's 646-649-0949. Please call in and comment on the show for today. Stop, drop, and roll. This is an awesome message. Because, see, we can't sit here and judge another person when we first have to look ourselves. Recognize in the name of Jesus what it is that we must change about ourselves. God is an awesome God. God is an on-time God. And we have to be able in the name of Jesus to stand firm in the midst of a storm. We must be able in the name of Jesus to stand in the midst of a storm. God is an on-time God. He'll allow us to be able to go through what it is that we go through, but recognizing within itself that we're not by ourselves. God is with us always. We want to thank God for you joining us on today. This has been a very trying and difficult situation that we encounter, but yet we continue to press on in the midst of the situation, in the midst of the storm. We can rise up above. We can rise up above. As long as we continue to remind ourselves that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, then we're able to stand in the midst of a storm. We thank God for what it is that we're doing. And if we have an opportunity to move forward, we can. But recognizably speaking, that we have to be able to be powerful and awesome in Jesus' name. We're going to pause for a moment. As we have a commercial, and we thank you for joining us here today. Amen.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and pride. Was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God. I called out your name. And on your behalf,
I'm
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and praise be to the always wonderful living God in the name of Jesus. You're listening to Diane Grumble Ministry and Friends. I am your host, Pastor David A. Shaw of Monument Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. Once again, I want to say hello to all of our Blog Talk friends, all of our Skype friends, all of our Twitter friends, and all those on Facebook. And we can't forget those that's listening by way of the archives. God bless you. We thank you for joining us here on today. Praise God. I want to share something with the radio listeners on today. Praise God. Once again, I have gone out into the highways and the byways in the name of Jesus, sharing the word of God. God has led me and directed me into a place that's very unbecoming of a lot of individuals, and that is the VA hospital in the name of Jesus. God has allowed me to go in and speak to some individuals and to be there with some individuals to see that the Spirit of God even still rules in these places as it does any place else. We thank God for having the opportunity to come here and share a word of God with some people. Sometimes people don't often agree with the things that it is that you're doing. But see, it takes those strong individuals to be able to go into certain places that God directs them to be able to share the word of God. This is a very high calling. This is a very challenging calling. And as we continue to move forward and go through these experiences that we go through, as we began scripture on today, judge not, yet ye also shall be judged. We thank God for the fortitude in which he's given us to be able to go forth into the highways and byways. Because a crackhead needs to know what the Word of God says. A wino needs to know what the Word of God says. A person living a riotous life needs to know what the Word of God says. And who's going to deliver it to them? Gucci or Prada? I think not. You have to be all things according to the Word of God to all men. We have to be able to sacrifice and suffer long just as Christ has suffered long. Are you willing? Are you able? Count it not strange that you're going through what it is that you're going through. Because in due season, God will lift us up. He will lift us up because in the name of Jesus, he's called us to where many is called, but yet few are chosen. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for the strength of God. We thank God for the spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. We have a listener. A caller.
Amen. It's myself, Pastor Sean. I'm just really enjoying what you're saying and hearing. I'm just being so blessed. I'm always blessed to hear you when you bring forth the word. I'm always blessed. It's almost
praise
like
God.
I say, God, this is so, I love the anointing on your life. And I just want to thank God for that. Something you just said is about, should we consider it strange? A lot of times we don't know why we go through what we go through, but God said, why not? And, you know, he chooses you. And when you have that calling, that mark on your life, on you, you know, we have to go through a little bit of some things. God removes some things out of our life, rough edges, in order to smooth us out. Amen.
Amen.
But he's like the potter, and we are the clay.
Amen.
And when he's done doing what he's doing, he can look at his creation and what he made and say, this is good. As God created everything, he said it was good. So God don't make nothing, no junk. And I thank God when he looked at Pastor David Shaw, he said, this is good. So thank you. Be encouraged. God. I'm glad to hear you once again bringing forth the word.
Praise God. Praise God. And we thank you truly for those encouraging words. Because, you know, sometimes it gets difficult. And yet when you have an encouraging word from anointed woman of God such as yourself, it's very, very reassuring that we must be doing something right in Jesus' name. And I thank God for you, truly.
And if I may say, Pastor Shaw, the thing about it is we are our brother's keeper. One fall down, we are to reach down and help pull them up. Because who's to know? And when we're doing that, we're really helping ourselves. Because you may be down one day and then somebody pull you up and, you know, you might have to go. I know that if I go down, you're going to be right there to help pull me up. So that's what it's really all about. And as you say, judge not lest we judge. I mean, wow, we're all sinners saved by grace. So how in the world you say you have three fingers pointing back at you? You know, so it's just a wonderful thing to be in the house of God and the family of God, that we can be helpers one to another. And when my brother hurt, my sister hurt, I hurt. Amen. So we just really appreciate you for giving that transparent, genuine word of God. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. And that is so true. We have to recognize that, as the word says, judge not, and yet ye also shall be judged. And the one thing we have to recognize, praise God, and according to Philippians 4:4, let's see, it says to rejoice in the Lord always. So even in the midst of a situation or a turmoil that you might be going through, rejoice in the Lord always. It's our duty and privilege to rejoice in God. And we have a responsibility in Jesus' name to just count it all joy in Jesus' name. We'll be able to make it through. As we mentioned earlier, iron sharpens iron. And if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would I be? You're listening to Diane Grimble, Ministry and Friends, and I'm your host, Pastor David A. Shaw. If you feel free to call in at 646-649-0949. That's 646-649-0949. And feel free to comment on the show today. Stop, drop, and roll.
Amen. Pastor Shaw, may I make another comment, please?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you just said something that touched my heart again. You said if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? Man, that's deep. That's really deep. And I think about Psalms 91. He that dwelleth upon the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. I don't know. I can't imagine where I would be if I didn't have God covering his shadow.
Amen.
You know, no matter where I go, you know, say I make my bed in hell, whatever I'm doing, God is still right there with me. Amen. I know you can relate. It's almost like, Lord, you know, if God take his hand off of us, we're in trouble. But I thank God that God don't make us do nothing, but he said, you may leave me, but I'm not going to leave you. So he's right there, like an awesome parent, a parent that allow us to flip-flop, you know, do whatever we do, and no matter what we do, he's still right there. So I thank God for you. And it looks like we have another caller. I'm going to open up the line.
Praise God.
It looks like this is someone that is calling in from, it looks like, part of the radio. So we're going to open up their mic.
Amen.
And let them know that, okay, caller, you're live with Pastor David Shaw.
Praise God. Hello.
Hello, my name's Jack, and I'm from the UK.
Praise God, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, praise God. What can we...
Sorry, what was that?
Share with us.
Share with you? Yeah. Basically, I'm a devoted Christian and Catholic. I have been all my life. And I was just, first time I've actually heard the show, to be honest with you. I was quite intrigued on hearing to yourselves and some of the things you've been talking about.
Yes, sir. Praise God. Amen. And, you know, it's so awesome to know that even from the UK, praise God, that the word is going forward from here. And we're calling from Georgia, and we thank God for you listening in on today, praise God. What is your name?
My name is Jack.
Jeff?
Jack Gerard. But,
praise
yeah.
God.
All the way from Georgia, huh? Is that where you're based then, yeah?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's where we're at right now. Yes, sir. We're in the process of having a traveling ministry, praise God, where we'll be going everywhere we can in the United States, traveling, sharing the word of God to Illinois, to California, Mississippi, North Carolina. We're going to be traveling quite a bit and sharing the word of God, because so many out there need to be hearing the word of God. Amen?
Absolutely, brother. That's amazing work that you're doing there. And I hope the best for you traveling up and down the states, you know, praising the word of the Lord. I think is amazing work that you're doing there. I admire you for it.
Amen. We thank you for your encouraging words. And it gets challenging sometimes and mildly difficult, but we still trust in the Lord, because as the word says, I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength. And we thank God truly in the name of Jesus for you joining in with us on today. And keep in mind, you can feel free to join in anytime when the word is going forth here on Diane Grumble Ministry and Friends, because it's an awesome opportunity for the Word of God to go forward. Praise God.
It's much blessed that it's coming all the way over to the UK from where you are at the moment. Hopefully we could have so many touring pastors as such like yourself in the UK soon. I look forward to something similar.
Yes, absolutely. And if my my producer is still on, she uh-huh. might be able to exchange information, praise God, with you. And there things can move forward where we can share, praise God, traveling experiences, coming to the UK, coming to the US, sharing the word of God, because God is an awesome God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And he's but one.
Amen. Well, I want to give you my number. I'm the producer, Diane, Lady Diane. Nice to meet you. You said your name is Jock?
Yeah, my name is Jack. Nice to meet you, Diane. Nice to meet you, sweetheart.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother. And we are among the same family. Amen. Praise God. Well, let me give you my stateside number. And we would love to come over to the UK, myself, Pastor, and any of the team of people a part of our Diane Grumble Ministries. And my number is 619-218-3598. Again, 619-218-3598. And give me a call if you will. And we're getting ready to do some traveling, and we'd love to come to the UK. We haven't been to the UK yet, so we'll love to have that invitation and meet you in person and just break bread and just bring forth the gospel. We know, you know, the Bible talks about go ye into the highways and byways. Just go. We're living in a day and time right now that the Lord's not coming back till the word of God get out there. So we want to be a part of the kingdom of what God is doing as far as reaching souls near and far. So we yeah. said, Lord, if you have to send anyone, send us. We're keeping our bags packed, praise God, and we just want to be about our Father's business. Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely, sister. We could do with people like yourselves over here appreciating and expressing the word of the Lord, especially to a lot of the people in the UK, because I don't think they're as strong as they used to be with the word of the Lord. For example, my housemate, for example, who is he's a bisexual or homosexual as such, he's not as drilled into the word of the Lord or doesn't follow it as well as myself. I would like for people like him and other people in the UK to actually appreciate and respect the word of the Lord and see if they can follow the righteous path, if you know what I mean, sister.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Do you have an email, Josh, so I can contact you? You have an email?
Not at this. Well, I do actually. It's Jack, which is J-A-K, at massdab.net.
Okay, okay. You don't have a, so you don't have a, okay. Are you on Facebook?
I'm not. I try and stay away from most, social media pages and stuff, because it's not my sort of thing, to be honest with you.
Well, you got
if
my
you
number
and again. Email. I've just given you my work email. So if you ever need to contact me there, you can more than welcome to hit me up on that, sister.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it's been so wonderful exchanging with you and the blessing. We appreciate it. I know Pastor Shaw, he comes on weekly, has some awesome message. Look at the archives.
I've just got out with my boyfriend.
If you go into the archives, if you actually go into the archives and you look there, you will see Pastor David Shaw, and it's the Monument of Hope and Deliverance. So we want to thank God, Pastor Shaw. Isn't that awesome? We thank God for someone who called all the way from the UK. Praise God. I'll turn it back over to you.
Amen, amen. We do truly thank you, sir, for joining in with us on today. And there's more, even more hosts that are out there, praise God, with powerful messages that go forward. Because it's nonetheless, whether it's me or anyone else, it's the word of God that will never fail. God's word stands in the midst of whatever situation or circumstance it is. I heard you mention about the young man who is who he is. Well, he is who he is. But praise God, we still come forth with love, because it's that love that conquers all. And we thank
Amen.
God for you for joining us on today. Amen. Amen. And that's awesome. You know, we had someone from the UK, United Kingdom, call in on today. And we thank God for that, you know, because that lets us know that the word goes forward no matter what. In the name of Jesus, and we're not returned back unto him void. That's why it's imperative that we learn and know the word of God and have it rested on the inside of our hearts, as the word of Proverbs chapter 3 talks about. Write them on a table and tablets of our heart in the name of Jesus. The commandments are important and the laws of God are important. Are you living by those laws on today? Are you standing by his unchanging word on today? Because God's word is true and it's awesome in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. So we need to recognize that we need not judge, or yet we also shall be judged by the same
yeah.
measure that we judge another. So recognize where you at today. Praise God. You're listening to Diane Grumble Ministry and Friends, and I am your host, Pastor David A. Shaw, Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything in the name of Jesus. The title of our message on today is Stop, Drop, and Roll. We're going to go for a brief intermission, and we will return. But we do truly want to thank God for you, because you are awesome in the name of Jesus.
To my brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, Brazil, the States.
I speak life, you're gonna live, oh my brother. My sister, I speak alive. You are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak alive. Don't give up the fight for your life. You shall live and not die.
Another person to a senseless death, substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing
it. I speak life, you're gonna live.
You are the head and not the tail.
praise God, praise God, praise God. What a mighty God we serve. You're listening to Diane Grumble Ministry and Friends, and I'm your host, Pastor David A. Shaw, Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. We want to say hello to all of our Blog Talk friends, all of our Skype friends, all of our Twitter friends, all those listening on my way of the Facebook, and praise God, we have those who are listening at the archives. We thank God for you joining us on today. Once again, we want to recognize that individual who we spoke with, praise God, from the UK, and we also want to acknowledge, praise God, my Aunt Merle. I have an Aunt Merle that I want to say hello to. I want to, my son Julian, I want to say hello to him in the name of Jesus. I want to say hello to those who are listening, praise God. And
I want to say hello to you, David.
Hello.
This is Pat, and I want to just praise God for you and all that you're sharing. And I'm just so excited for you and me and everyone that's listening, that's moving forward with their lives.
Praise God. We thank you for joining us on today. We thank you for the best-looking taxi driver in all of Georgia.
Absolutely. That's the one and only.
Awesome. Praise God.
I like that.
Praise God. We thank you for joining us on today and giving me words of encouragement. I thank you for that, and thank you for being there in the name of Jesus. And once again, just as the message has gone forth on today, judge not, and yet ye also shall be judged, we thank God for the judgment and the non-judgment that you brought forth when the opportunity came to come together. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen, and we thank God for today and the message that's going forward. Praise God. It says stop, drop, and roll. So recognize that the Word of God is going forward no matter what. And we thank God in the name of Jesus that we're able to stand in the midst of whatever situation it is. But you know, despite the fact that where we are, what it is we're doing, we got to realize that there's one and only but one who's in control, and that's God, in the name of Jesus. You see, a lot of times we go through a little something for a reason, and there's a reason why we go through those things that help to make us stronger. They used to hear by mom and daddy and grandma and grandpa about whatever doesn't kill you and make you stronger. Well, iron sharpens iron. And I recognize in the name of Jesus, if it had not been for the fire that we go through to burn off those impurities in our life, oh my God, we have to let these things burn off of us. And once these things are burned off of us, we become as pure gold or as diamond, pure diamonds. I mean, this is a serious trip or journey that we have, and we have to recognize that you have to prepare yourself. God did not create no junk. So if God did not create no junk, then it's time that you get that junk out your trunk. We thank God for you today and allowing us to come together on today and the message that we have. Stop, drop, and roll. Stop and recognize the situation that's before you. Drop and begin to recognize the Word of God that's in you and roll to apply the Word of God on your situation, because the Word of God says there's power, life, and death in the tongue. So judge not, and yet ye also shall be judged by the same measure that you judge another. And recognize, allow the Word of God to be written on the tables of your heart, because God's Word is true. God's Word will stand in the midst of whatever situation it is. So trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Once again, you're listening to your host, Pastor David H. Shaw, a Monument of Hope and Deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. A Diane Grumble Ministry and Friends, praise God. We thank God, and we give God all the praise in the name of Jesus. If you'd like to call in, praise God, feel free at 646-649-0949. That's 646-649-0949. And shortly, it's going to be dinner time. So let's go ahead and have a bite of the word, just as we have nourishment for the body, because dinner is served. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Amen. As we come to an end, we really want to thank God for this time with Pastor David Shaw, a Monument of Hope and Deliverance. Amen. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Please tune in again next week. Amen. And we will be posting the next time that you can hear him. We hope you enjoyed his message, Stop and Roll. Did I say that right, Pastor Shaw? Amen. But we're so happy again for each one of you that listened in to his broadcast. And we're going to end with this song. Let God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response to whatever he said. From the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you feel or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna win the fight. Even in the valley, or standing at your red sea, continue to say, 'cause your help is on the way. Let the church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church say, let the church say.